Blog Talk Radio.
Cover this broadcast under the blood, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, knowing that there is nothing that can happen to us today that the God in us cannot handle. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It, where I'm your host, Sister Diane, and you all know how we start this broadcast off. We start this broadcast off with prayer. So I'm trusting as the music was playing, you was getting in your set place. For those of you that are new on the broadcast, yes, we are our brothers and sisters keepers. We pray one for another. So you have a prayer list. You can go ahead, you can get your prayer list, and let us begin to pray one for another. It's praying time and not playing time. So let us not get the two P's mixed up at this time. So come on, let's prepare our hearts, our mind as we go before the throne. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and there is no other God but you. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. And we say thank you. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, O God, we ask you for forgiveness and those that we're praying for. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespass against us. Heavenly Father, you see prayer lists raised before you this day, O God, hands being laid upon prayer lists, Lord. Father God, you know each and every person name by name, Lord Father. Father, some ask for prayer for themselves, some ask for prayer for others, Lord Father. Father, we thanking you right now, O God, for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Father God, look upon, Lord, Father God, every prayer warrior, intercessor, Lord. Father God, watchman, leader, Lord, Father God, that are standing in the gap this day, warring and interceding, Lord. Father God, I plead the blood of Jesus over them from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet. Father, I ask you to continue to keep that hedge of protection round about them, O God, and no weapons that is formed against them, O God, shall prosper, Lord. Father God, I thank you, O God, for refreshing, refilling, and rejuvenating them this day, Lord, Father. Father, as they continue to war, Lord, Father, look over them this day, Lord, for Father, they find it not robbery this day, Father God, to war on others' behalf, Lord, Father, and we say thank you. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Melba right now, Lord Father, and we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. Father God, we're coming against, Lord Father God, Alzheimer's this day, Lord Father. Father, we ask you, O God, to show up and show out this day, Lord Father, in Melba's life, Lord Father, as this process, Lord Father God, is going on with her this day, Lord Father. Regulate, Lord Father God, the cells, Lord Father God, her body this day in the name of Jesus. Father God, touch those around her this day, O God. Father God, touch her children this day, Lord Father. Father, we just saying thank you today, Lord Father. Father, we know that with you all things are possible and nothing is too hard for you in this day and in this time. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Karen right now, Lord, and we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. Father God, see the blood covering, Lord Father, as her warring and ministering angels, Lord Father, continue to go before her right now, Lord Father. We're thanking you for the blood, Lord Father, the blood that heals, the blood that protects. This day, Lord Father. Father God, we're praying for favor, Lord Father God, on the job for her, Lord Father, as we speak promotion, Lord Father, elevation, Lord Father, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Jaden H. right now, Lord Father, And Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet, Lord. And Father, no weapons that is formed against him, O God, shall prosper, Lord. Father, we're praying right now, Lord, Father, for you to intervene, Lord, Father God, on his behalf this day, Lord, Father, canceling the assignment of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus, rendering it null and void, for he is blood covered, Lord, Father. We're thanking you, Lord, Father God, for touching him, Lord, in a mighty and a special way, Lord, Father. Raise him up, Lord, Father God, to be, Lord, Father, the minister of the gospel, Lord, Father, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Kaisha right now, Lord, Father. And we plead the blood, Lord. We plead the blood. See the blood covering her, O God. Father God, keep that hedge of protection round about her, O God. Canceling that assignment, O God, of the enemy right now, Lord, Father. Father God, we're thanking you for showing up and showing out in her life this day, Lord, Father. Father God, anyone, Lord, Father God, that means her harm, Lord, Father, that is round about her, Lord, Father. We ask you, Lord, Father God, to remove them, O God, from her this day in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Pastor Baker, Lord, Father. Father, as we continue to ask, Lord, Father, that you comfort his heart this day, Lord, Father, on the loss of his loved one, Lord, Father, and strengthen him this day in the name of Jesus. Father God, those that have lost loved ones, Lord, Father, Father, comfort their heart, for you say you will not leave us comfortless, Lord, Father. We thank you, we glorify, and we magnify you, Lord, Father. Father, we continue to lift your name on high, O God. Father, we're thanking you, O God, for never leaving us nor forsaking us, O God. We're thanking you, Lord, Father, for just showing up, Lord, Father, being that on-time God, Lord, Father, that you're never late, Lord, Father, when we call upon you, Lord, Father. Father, what will we do, O God, without you, Lord, Father? What will we do, Father? Well, Father, we do not want to know, O God, what we'll do without you this day. We ask you, O God, to continue, Lord, Father. Keep us, O God, clothed in our right mind, O God. For, Father, you woke us up this morning, O God. Father, there was not an alarm clock that woke us up, Lord, Father, but it was you, Lord. For many, O God, did not wake up this morning, Lord. So, Father, we take nothing and no one for granted. And, Father God, knowing that there is nothing that can happen to us today that the God in us cannot handle, we say thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, I hold before you Brian right now, Lord, and I plead the blood of Jesus over him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet, Lord, Father, asking you, Lord, Father, to intervene on his behalf, Lord, Father. You know what he is in need of this day, O God. Father God, cover his children, O God, under the blood this day, O God. See the blood, Lord, Father, covering them, and they're going out and they're coming in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Caitlin Worrell right now, Lord, and plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. Father God, you have brought her through surgeries, Lord, Father. You continue to keep her, Lord, Father. Father God, she's a prayer warrior, Lord, Father. She is a believer, Lord, Father. And, Father, you said by your stripes that we are healed, Lord, Father. So, Father, we send forth the word of healing, Lord, Father, to her body this day, Lord, Father. As we say, body line up with the word of God right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, touch her, Lord, Father. Strengthen her this day, Lord, Father. For, Father, she needs your supernatural strength this day, Lord, Father. Father God, as she continue, Lord, Father, to walk in faith in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Miss Aggie this day, Lord, And we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. Father, we continue to speak healing, oh God, to her body, Lord Father. As we say, body, line up with the word of God, Father, every cell, Lord Father. Father God, every vein, every muscle, Lord Father, within that body, Lord Father, line up with the word of God right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Pastor Dungy, Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. And we say no weapons that is formed against her, O God, shall prosper. Father, we're thanking you, Lord, Father, not just for your healing, Lord, Father, but for your strength right now, Lord, Father, to continue to encamp, Lord, Father, in her this day, Lord, Father. Father God, as she continue preaching and teaching your word, Lord, Father, doing your will this day, O God. Father God, we're thanking you for showing up and showing out for her this day. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you, O God, Tanika, Lord Father. Father, as she journey, Lord Father, into a new venture, Lord Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over her and her family this day, Lord Father. Continue to see the blood covering them, Lord Father. Father, we're thanking you for showing up and showing out, Lord Father, within her household this day, Lord Father. We're thanking you for her warring and ministering angels, O God, standing, God, round about, Lord Father God, her home this day, knowing that nothing is too hard for you, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Cynthia right now, Lord Father. And Father, as she continue, Lord Father God, to heal, Lord Father God, from that stroke, Lord Father, we're thanking you right now, Lord Father, for moving on her behalf, Lord Father. We're thanking you for your strength, Lord Father. We're thanking you right now, Lord Father, that when she's even feeling like giving up, Lord Father God, Father God, you press on through with her this day, Lord Father. Give her, Lord Father God, the strength, Lord Father God, in you this day, in the name of Jesus. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast this day, Lord. Father God, the airways this day, Lord. And Father, we cancel every and any assignment, O God, that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder anyone listening or speaking on this broadcast this day, Lord Father. Knowing, oh God, and ain't nobody mad but the devil this day, Lord Father. We're thanking you, oh God, for your word coming forth, Lord Father. Father, we're thanking you for change of mindset. Transform their mindset this day in the name of Jesus. Father God, we're thanking you for healing and deliverance being taken place in this day, in this time, in this hour, right now, in the name of Jesus. Father God, show up and show out this day, Lord Father. Father, we're thanking you for salvation being in the midst this day, Lord. Father, that they will find it not robbery, O God. Father God, to call, Lord Father God. And Father, give their life to you, Lord, wherever they may be this day, Lord Father. Let them repent, Lord Father God. And Father God, accept you this day as you are knocking on their door, Lord. Father, that they may open that door this day and allow you to enter in, Lord Father. Father, we say thank you. We glorify and we magnify you this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. There is nothing that can happen to you today that the God in you cannot handle. Remember that today, because you serve an awesome and powerful God today. You're awesome and powerful God. Today, I tell you, and here we go again. But you know what? The word is still going to come for this day. I thank each and every one of our listeners those that, you know, have been with us from the beginning, still here supporting us, our new listeners, even those other nations that have joined on here listening. We just say thank you, for we take no one and nothing for granted. We thank God for this platform here that we are able to spread the gospel. It is time to talk about it. You know, we're able to share testimonies, encouraging others. I tell you, won't God do it? He will do it. But do you believe today that the God that created you can do anything and that nothing is too hard for him? Amen. Again, I'm seeing that we have the same problem that we had yesterday where no one can call in and get in on the broadcast. But for those of you that are listening on a different device, and you know those that call in, you could just tell them, just go visit our Facebook page, Logion International Ministries, and go ahead and click on the link, and they can still listen to the broadcast. They may not be able to call in, but they are still able to listen via Blog Talk Radio. See, that's the enemy's job, to try and stop the word from coming forth, for, you know, to discourage, you know, those that want to hear a word today. But you know what? God still had an opening on other ways that you can listen. For those of you that have Blog Talk Radio, the chat is open. If you have a question in need of prayer, the chat is open. Also, you know, for those that are going over to our Facebook page, you know, you can also leave a message under the Blog Talk Radio session for any day that you have listened. You know, you could say whether or not that you have enjoyed the word that came forth. Remember, it's not the messenger, but it's all about the word coming forth today. Did that word that came forth today, did it correct you? Did it encourage you? Did it prepare you? You know, did it warn you? I mean, the word is the word when it comes forth. But what is it to you? What is the word to you? You know, that word could have bring back some, store up something that needs to be corrected, needs to be protected. You know, I'm going to say today, get in the word. Get in the word today and begin to read the word of God today. The word of God is not to be read as a novel. Ask God for the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding as you prepare to get into his word. Ask him. We have not because we ask not. So it's time for us to go before the throne and ask God to give you the understanding of what it is that you are reading this day. The word says, the people perish for the lack of knowledge. Don't be one of those people today. And don't encourage those around you to be one of those people today. Amen. God is good. Thank God for waking me up this morning, clothing my right mind. And like I said, being able to do not just for myself, but for others as well. And that there is nothing that can happen to me today that the God in me cannot handle. Just create an affirmation when you wake up in the morning and thank God. Thank God for keeping you. Thank God for waking you up this morning. Picture how many people did not wake up this morning. Picture how many people have a machine breathing for them. Picture how many people don't have the use of all their limbs, much less senses. And we, and I say we, including myself, I don't exempt myself, you know, that have all of our limbs, our five senses, being able to do, not just for ourselves, but for others as well, don't even do. Some of us are so selfish, that is me, myself, and I, and just my family. God, today, to be a light in someone's darkness. There may be a word that have come forth on this broadcast, or maybe another broadcast that you're listening to, because this is not the only broadcast that brings forth the word. This is not the only broadcast. But what is the word doing to you? Are you going out there spreading God's word, the true and living word? Are you going out there sharing it, the word that you have heard, that God just awakened something within you? You can't help but to go and spread it. And you know what? In even going and spreading it, you know, he may give you something to add to it, to what you have just heard. You know, take you another step farther. Say, greater things we will do. But are we allowing him to use us in this day and in this time? Or are we just putting God in a box and say he can't do this? You know, that is just talk. I tell you, I thank God. I thank you, Lord, for using me. Father, I come before you, O God, and I ask you to decrease me, Lord, Father, as you increase in me, O God. Father, as the word come forth this day, Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus over the word, Lord, Father. Father God, touch the heart and the mind right now, Lord, Father. Father God, that is willing right now, Lord, Father, to receive this word, Lord, Father. Unstop deaf ears this day, Lord, Father. Break up that stony heart, Lord, Father. Father, I just say thank you today, Lord, Father. I thank you, oh God, for the airways, Lord, Father, how the word is flowing through the airways today, Lord. Father God, that is out in the atmosphere, Lord, Father. Father, I thank you, Lord, Father. I glorify and I magnify you, Lord. So, Father, show up and show out, Lord, Father, as we speak healing and deliverance, Lord, Father God, upon, Lord, Father God, this broadcast today, Lord, Father. Father God, I just say thank you. I praise you and I glorify you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. All praises, oh God, belongs to you. Let me give you the word for today before I go into the word. Amen. Beauty isn't about having a pretty face. It's about having a pretty mind, a pretty heart, a pretty soul. Beauty isn't about having a pretty face. It's about having a pretty mind, a pretty heart, and a pretty soul. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 I am trusting that, you know, you already done had your tools prepared, set before you. What tool am I talking about? I'm talking about the Bible. That's what I'm talking about. Did you bring your Bible to the broadcast today? If not, I know those of you that are working, just go ahead and write, you know, the scriptures down that you're able to go back and listen to the broadcast. You're able to also go back and when you get your free time, you know, maybe your lunch break or after you finish work, you know, your wind down time, and you're going to spend time in God, that the scriptures that is given to you, you will go ahead and look them up in the Bible, knowing that what was said, I don't know what version of the Bible you're reading from, but I read from the King James version. Right, may be different. So I can't tell you about your version. I can only tell you this, what I read. Amen. So if you have your Bible, the first part we're talking today, first off, about the blood. That's what we're talking about, the blood today. We plead the blood all over our household, our vehicle, our life, the blood. The blood that heals, protects. Man, there's everything in the blood if you believe. And people, we are talking spiritual. We are not talking that. We are talking spiritual for those of you that say, what blood? You want me to shed my blood or whatever? No. Jesus already came and shed his blood for our sins. Today. So we're going to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16. See, because the blood has dealt with the power of sin and its guilt that was in our lives. Okay? The blood has qualified us to be the temple of the living God. When you turn to 1 Corinthians 3 and 16, it says, know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. Let me read it again. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? Questions asked. Don't you know this? Don't the blood, you say, has qualified us the temple of the living God. I mean, what more can you say about the blood? Man, it is so much more that you can say about the blood today. Because you know what? the blood has given us an inheritance among all saints that cannot be annulled. Let me read that again. The blood has given us an inheritance among all saints that cannot be annulled. Let me show you where. Go to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11. I give you a little time just to, you know, get there. God, you are good and worthy to be praised. 11 says, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. What it says, the blood has given us an inheritance among all saints that cannot be annulled. When you, again, now let me read again to you Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11. It says, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. Just write these scriptures down. We are talking about the blood and the power that it has of sin. Do you believe today? It says, the blood gives us legal right to come into his presence at any time. Talking about the blood, people. The blood gives us legal right to come into his presence at any time. Turn your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4. And we're going to go to verse 16. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. And it reads, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. And what did we say about the blood? What did we say? It said the blood gives us legal right to come in to his presence at any time. I'm hoping that you're writing these scriptures down. Okay? Let's see what else the blood does. The blood is our protection against Satan and his hordes of demons. The blood is our protection against Satan and his hordes of demons. Do you have a scripture for that? Sure. Turn your Bibles to Luke 10. Luke chapter 10. Yes, I'm turning with you. I say, let me just go, you know, writing down. We're going to go in the Bible, so I know you'll hear my pages turning. That's okay. That way we continue, you know, get familiar with the books and where they are. Let us not forget, okay? Luke 10, verse 19. That's Luke chapter 10, verse 19. It says, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." These scriptures that are being given, you can write them down. When you write them down and write and you have it set before you and you constantly, you know, having it there, when you're going through anything, those very scriptures that you can use. Remember, I told you all, you know, it's a spiritual war that we fight, not a natural, but a spiritual war, and that God gave us power. He gave us dominion. Life and death is in the power of our tongue. But if we only use our tongue to speak negative, then it's no use to even say you go into, you know, go read the Bible. Because you're going to speak positive, and then that very positive word that you just spoken out of your mouth, you kill it by speaking negative to that very positive word. Trusting that was not confusing to any one of you all. So you speak in life, and then you end up speaking death over the very thing that you just spoken life over. Life and death is in the power of your tongue. When you're going up against whatever it is that you're going up, the word of God is what it is that you are going to use. The word. And we are talking about what the blood does, what the blood is for. Use the word of God today and speak life into your situation, into whatever it is that you're dealing with, you're going through. Because you know what? In speaking life, you are speaking it out into the atmosphere. You are creating that atmosphere. When you plead the blood of Jesus as you are leaving your house and you're praying and, you know, "I plead the blood of Jesus over my vehicle. I bind up tickets, accidents, road rage, road debris, anything that would hinder me from reaching my destination safely, Lord. Father, I thank you for traveling mercies this day." And when you come back home, thank you, Lord, for the blood covering, the blood that protected me from that unseen driver, Father God, that blood, Lord Father, that even showed me favor that I was doing this day. Father, I thank you. I glorify and I magnify you. People may say, oh, you're a fanatic or whatever. You know what? It's okay, but the blood is covering you. The blood brought you back home safely. And when they see, they may, you know, when you're around a group of people and stuff, they may, you know, heckle you and stuff like that. But you know what? Let me tell you all something. This is true. When you see that they're in need of prayer and they're going through, who do you think that they're going to come in and seek out? They're going to come and they're going to seek you out when, you know, there's nobody around. There's nobody around to see them coming to you. And you know what you're going to do? You're going to pray for them because that's who you are. You're going to pray for them. And you're going to pray that, you know, God store up within them, the God that's in them. Store them up. So when you are around and you are talking about God, talking about Jesus, talking about what he bring you through, what he can do for you, you know, as you talk to them, let me tell you, they are listening. They may pretend they are not listening. Again, they are listening. They are listening. But, you know, they have to show, you know, they have to show like, hey, what's it say? I'm trying to find the word. You know, all I'm thinking about is macho, but that's like, you know, for those guys, like, yeah, I don't got time for this. You know what I'm saying? That front that they put up. But when you see they get by themselves and they know that they're going through, you'll be surprised. That very word that you was talking about was directed at them, but they wouldn't let you know. You're having a conversation and it's like, I don't even know where that came from. You don't have to know. God let you say what you say because there was someone there in the midst that needed to hear that. Amen. Let's get back to the blood. Let's get back to the blood. How good the blood is. How good the blood is. See, the blood has made us overcomers in this life so we can walk in victory at all times. Let me say that again. The blood has made us overcomers in this life so we can walk in victory at all times. Where can I find that? Turn your Bible to Revelation chapter 12, and we're going to go at verse 11. Again, you can write scriptures down. You can put it before you that you are able when you're going through that battle, you are able to, you know, Holy Spirit, bring that scripture back to my remembrance. Bring that word back to my remembrance. Again, we have not because we ask not. And the Holy Spirit will bring it back to your remembrance. Amen. So, Revelation chapter 12, verse 11 reads, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of his testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of his testimony, and they love not their lives unto death. And what it says? The blood made us what? Overcomers in this life, so we can walk in victory at all times. People think because you come into Christ that you will not have trials that you're going to go through. Trials and tribulation, honey, is going to be there with you. But you know what? You got Jesus. You got the greater one, the Holy Spirit, within you. You got more fighting for you than against you. Do you believe that? Yeah, you may be going through. It'd be like, where is that Jesus that you all talk about? Where is that Holy Spirit? Where is that God you all talking about? He is right there with you. The word says he will never leave you nor forsake you. You know what the word says? He's still there. Again, Jesus walked this earth. Didn't they not try to stone him? Didn't they not talk about him, ridicule him, kill him? So who is us? Don't you think that we're going to go through? We are going to go through. But goodness and mercy, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. Bring the word. That's what we fight with, the word in the spirit realm. Instead of going out there, shooting up, stabbing, and, you know, doing everything under the sun except what you're supposed to be doing, this is why. No matter what, their time is at hand right now. And I know before you saw where people was literally in another nation that was being beheaded because they refused to renounce God. They refused. Let me tell you, it said to die in him is to reign with him. Will you renounce God today? Would you serve their God? When that time is presented before you today, on that day when they say renounce, and if you don't, you'll be killed. What are you going to do? See, we can say right now, they're going to have to kill me. But how strong is your faith today? Because many, many hearts are going to be failed. Many of us are going to fail us. So are you going to stand and believe in the blood today? That yet though they slay me, I still will live? Because I did not bow down to Baal, but I stand up for the true and living God, knowing that he sent his only begotten son to die on the cross for us, the blood that he shed on Calvary. Are you going to stand today and remember who you are and who you belong to today? This is why it's so important for us to read the word, for us to meditate on the word, spend time with God. What you don't understand, Lord, I did not understand what it is that I read. Plead the blood of Jesus over your mind. Because everything starts in the mind, in your heart. Your mind is your heart. Get the word. Eat the word. Eat the word, people. Let it digest within you. Because I can tell you, bring your tools today and pray that you did. And pray that you were writing down the scriptures that you are able to, you know, in your free time, to go back and read. See, some is just one single scripture that you can, you know, write down. Others are, you know, scriptures. A couple with two scriptures, I think. But I may give you one scripture. And you may want to read the whole chapter. Go ahead. It gives you better understanding. You may read a few verses up, few verses under. If that's what it takes, do so. Teach your children. Y'all come together. Read the Bible. I remember growing up, all of us had a testament. All of us in that house had one. And one of the very chapter that we learned, I don't know what age I was when I learned the 23rd Psalm. 23rd Psalm brought me, I can't even tell you how many times it had brought me through. Even the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Whatsoever you bind on earth, he will bind in heaven. Whatsoever you loose on earth, he will loose in heaven. Let us begin to get the word. Those around us, show them the word. Help them understand the word. There are those that know the word but refuse to come back to the word. You cannot force anyone to do anything that they don't want to do. You can't. God give us free will, and trust me, we use it willingly. We do free will when we don't want to do what we're supposed to do. I'm not doing it. That's done. That's final. I don't care. It's done. It's final. This is why God will not break down that door unless you open that door and let him in. You, a gentleman. I just say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have done, doing, and about to do. Because if it was not for God in my side, where would I have been? Even in my foolishness, he was still there. He heard prayers. That's why you never know who is praying for you. You may never know who is praying for you, but you better say, thank you, Lord, for the prayers. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your mercy upon not just my life, Lord, but my family life, my household life. Lord, I thank you. We don't even thank him enough. We don't thank him enough. But God, still there. Still there, waiting for us to open that door and let him in. Are you letting him in today? Are you letting him in today? Go ahead back with the blood. Says the blood has purchased us as individuals to enjoy a personal Savior. The blood has purchased us as individuals to enjoy a personal Savior. Let's turn to John chapter 6, and we're going to go to the 37th verse. John chapter 6, and we're going to go to the 37th. Verse. And it reads, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. So much of us want the gift but don't want the giver. They only want what they can get. But what it says, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me. Come to me. Thank you, Jesus. And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. And this is Jesus speaking. This is he speaking. Are you hearing today? Are you receiving today? How important the blood is. It says the blood has cleansed us from all sin and given us freedom and power over sin. The blood has cleansed us from all sin and given us freedom and power over sin. Let's turn to Luke chapter 10, verse 19. Luke chapter 10, verse 19 reads, Behold, I give unto you power. Didn't we not read this before? Okay. I have given you, give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means. Hurt you. Write these scriptures down, people. I'm trusting that you're writing it down. As you begin to walk with these blood keys, stand. Stand on these scriptures. Oh, yeah, there is more scriptures. So I've given you what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 keys. And one of them, the same scripture goes to it. So I'm going to read off the scriptures again to you for those of you that may have just joined us. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 16. That's where the blood has qualified us to be able to be the temple of the living God. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11, has given us an inheritance amongst all saints that cannot be annulled. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16, gives us legal right to come in to his presence at any time. Luke chapter 10, verse 19 is our protection against Satan and his hordes of demons. Revelation 12, verse 11 has made us overcomers in this life so we can walk in victory at all times. John chapter 6, verse 37, has purchased us as individuals to enjoy a personal Savior. And again, Luke 10 and 19, has cleansed us all sin and given us freedom and power over sin. So let's get in to some more scriptures that once you use those blood keys that you can stand on. Okay? Let us go to Hebrews. Chapter 9. Hebrews chapter 9. Again, you hear me tell you all that we, you know, I am turning with you to the scriptures. So just like you're giving me time, I'm giving you time also to get there. That is Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22. You got there yet? And it reads, and almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without shedding of blood is no remission. And almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without shedding of blood is no remission. It was therefore necessary that the pattern of things in the heavens should be purified with these, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these. Go ahead, read. Reading is power. Reading is knowledge. Knowledge is power. So Hebrews 9 and 22. About the remission, no remission of sin, none. Without the shedding of the blood, there is no remission of sin. Let's go to 1 John chapter 1. John chapter 1, verse 7. Read, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanseth us from all sin. Let me read that again. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanse us from all sin. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It is the blood of Jesus Christ, God's son, that cleanse us from all sin, just one, but all sin. Let's turn to, we're running short on time, Lord. It's good, it's good. I thank you for the blood, Lord. I thank you for the blood. Let us turn to Colossians 1 and 14. That's okay. What I don't finish today, God, allow me to do it next week. Whatever you want to do, Lord. Hallelujah. Colossians 1 and 14 reads, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. Let me read verse 12 and come back down to 14 because I like. It says, give thanks unto the Father which had made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who had delivered us from the power of darkness and had translated us into the kingdom of his dear son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. He set you free. Do you believe today? Do you believe today? Read the word. See, I just had Colossians 1 and 14, but man, as I was looking, the word gets good. You get so engrossed in the word. You know, God just takes you. In whom we have redemption through the blood, even the forgiveness of sin. Remember, these are scriptures that you can stand on talking about the blood. Go to 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And we're going to read verse 18 and 19. It reads, for as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Let's read this again. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Look at that. Let us move on. Romans chapter 5. Thank you. Romans chapter 5. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Romans chapter 5, verse 9. It reads, much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through him. Oh, let us continue going. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more by reconciled, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Look at God. Let me read that again, see? I just had Romans 5 and 9. Okay? I tell you, the blood. And you all think that it ain't power in the blood. Let me read it again. And this is Romans chapter 5. And we're going to read again 9 through 11. And it says, much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through him. This is the power of the blood now. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Look at God. Do you all remember that, see, we can go before God. We can go before God. Remember one of the keys where he has purchased us as individuals to enjoy a personal Savior? Let me read that again. Has purchased us as individuals to enjoy a personal Savior. You remember back then in their time, before Jesus came, when you committed a sin, they had to wait like a whole year to get their sins atoned. To get their sins atoned, they had to wait a whole year. They had to bring their offering to get their sins atoned. And even the man of God had to be right before he could go behind the holies of holies. Because even if he didn't get himself right and he go behind there, he wasn't coming back out alive. This is why we take nothing and no one for granted. Do not take the blood for granted. Don't take it for granted. Let me, again, for those of you that have just joined us, we are talking about the blood, the power of the blood. So to show you, the God that we serve, he's loving, he's merciful, he's forgiving, he's long-suffering. But let me give you the scriptures for you to stand on. Some of them, I haven't finished. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22. John 1, verse 7. That's 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. You have Colossians 1, verse 14. You have 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18 and 19. And we have Romans chapter 5, and we did 9 through 11. And see that I am very short on time. I definitely will pick this air up next week, God's willing. If that's what he wants me to do, I will continue. If not, whenever he allowed me to do it again, then that's what it is. It's not about me. It's all about God. It's all about what it is that he wants me to do. And I just say, thank you, Lord, for using me this day, oh God, to bring forth your word. Lord, Father, I pray that it have blessed someone today, oh God, that was listening, Lord, Father. Father, I thank you, Lord, Father, that someone today, Lord, Father God, decide to give their life to you, Lord, Father. I thank you, Lord, Father, for that person today, Lord, Father, that changed their mindset today, Lord, Father. I thank you today, Lord, Father, for that person that is taking the word, Lord, Father, Father God, not just for themselves, Lord, Father, but go out, Lord, Father, and minister your word, Lord. For, Father, we are all ministers of the gospel. Lord, Father, use them, Lord, Father, and let them continue to cover themselves, oh, God, under the blood, Lord, Father, knowing, oh, God, that there is power in the blood, that there is healing in the blood, that there is salvation in the blood, Lord, Father. Everything, oh, God, that we need is in the blood, oh, God, if they only believe this day, oh, Lord. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, Father, for the blood covering the word, Lord. I thank you, oh, God, for the blood covering the airways, Lord, Father. Father God, though, Lord, they may not be able to dial in today, Lord, Father, we're thanking you, Lord, Father, that they can listen, Father God, by other devices this day, Lord, Father. I thank you. I glorify and I magnify you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. I tell you the word, the word, the word. I don't know if it don't excite you, but it excites me. I enjoy hearing the word. I enjoy, you know, talking about the word, giving the word. I enjoy it. You ought to enjoy it too. Enjoy your time in Christ today. Remember, it's time for you now to be praying and not playing. It's time for you to be about God's business. Be about his business no matter where you are. That opportunity comes that you can share your testimony. You can pray for someone. You know, you can just encourage someone with the word of God. Take that opportunity. When that door opens, take that opportunity. Take it and run with it as God sees fit. Amen. Allow God to use you. Allow God to use you to be a light in someone's darkness today. Amen. Again, we thank each and every one of you for tuning in today, finding that robbery. Those of you that will listen at a later date, I pray that the word encourage you in some way, that the word does something for you. Amen. Join us every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, that call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join us every Friday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Wailing Wall Prayer Conference time. I tell you, that call-in number is 712-832-7144, code 3333#. Go ahead and lock that number in, because that's such a very important number. Because not only for the prayer line that you can use that number for, but every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you can join us for service. You may be, you know, out and about and can't, you know, attend service. That's okay. That call-in number again is 712-832-7144, code 3333#. And join us on our Facebook page, Logion International Ministries, and join us then for our Facebook Live service. Amen. On Tuesday at 6 p.m., that's every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we have Bible Talk. And trust and believe, we can bring what you are reading in this Bible to today's time. What we talk about today's time, we can take it back to Scripture. Okay? Again, that's every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That call-in number, 712-832-7144, code 3333#. If God has laid it upon your heart to sow a seed into this broadcast today, for those of you that have Zelle, you can do so by entering logionint@gmail.com. That's logionint@gmail.com. Or you can visit our website at logioninternationalministries.com and hit that donate button. We do ask that you specify in notes what your donation is for. If you do not use any one of those platforms, you can mail it in to Logion International Ministries, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Again, that's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Till then, you'll be blessed and hope to hear you on that prayer conference line tomorrow night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Be blessed.
That's when things start happening. my way. And oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
Let go.
He's the only one with the answer.
Let go.
Let God.
Let go.